You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
John vividly remembers the end of World War II. He was on a Navy destroyer when a kamikaze pilot dove for the battleship New Jersey. The blast from an AA gun and the plane's explosion severely burned John's eyes. It was the last thing John would ever see. If you're a blinded veteran or know someone who is, call BVA at 800-669-7079. That number again, 800-669-7079 for the Blinded Veterans Association.
Are you afraid in your own home? Do you worry about your home even when you're away? Abode Security System is the smarter way to secure your home. Abode is compatible with Google Home and Alexa. Abode provides total home security and convenient home automation features. Check in from anywhere using our iOS and Android apps. Completely accessible. The starter kit has everything you need to get started yourself. Self-installed in minutes. For more information, call 650-443-7834. Again, that is 650-443-7834. Visit our website at www.goabode.com/B&B. Be safe, be secure, Abode.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind. NIB and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
Imagine vision-free, voice-free communication and control of smartphones and other Bluetooth devices. Using just the fingers of one hand, tapping any surface, your body, your chair, your dog. Tap is an affordable, wearable, input device. Sits at the base of your finger. No need for a keyboard or even a mouse. You don't need to hold anything. Text, email, activate apps, and control your Bluetooth devices with tactical precision. Tap for only $179. Tap fits right in your pocket. 8 hours of battery life with a charge case. 64 hours on-the-go charge. Tap allows fun, vision-free gaming app will teach you the tap alphabet finger combination. Tap into technology with Tap. Learn more at tapwithus.com. Tap, tap. Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you very much.
This is your host, Michael. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Okay, you can cool it now. No more clapping. That's it. Cool it.
Oh, boy.
Hey, folks, welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We're live from Orlando, Florida. If you want to call in, which I hope you do, 407-894-1680. We're talking to a young man who's now 13 years old. His name is Gabe. He lives out of Washington. Right now he's on vacation in Michigan. Did I say it right, Gabe?
Hello.
Hello. Did I say it right? Did you hear what I just said?
Yes.
You're on vacation? You'll be going back to school on the 28th of August? Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay.
What grade are you going into?
I haven't The years are just flying by. I'm going into eighth grade.
Wow.
The years are flying by.
The years are flying by. That's
the days
right.
are flying
days are flying by.
Pretty soon it'll be Halloween.
Right, and then Christmas.
And Christmas.
Yep.
And then your birthday again. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
So, Gabe, do you have anything to say? Do you have anything to say with your listeners waiting for a comment from you? Anything to say to your listeners?
Any words of wisdom before we say goodnight for now?
Well, I want to say that I think this is the only talk radio show that I've ever listened to. And those of you that call in, well, I want to give a shout out to all of the listeners that are going to call in this last hour. And I will call back next week.
Okay.
That would be wonderful. And Gabe, I have a question for you. Did we ever
we ever send you a bracelet?
Yeah, I don't know that we did.
A Blind and Beyond bracelet?
We need his address. He reminds me
of Joe Pilato. Send me what?
A bracelet. Did we ever send you a Blind and Beyond bracelet that you could wear?
Not yet.
Oh, okay. Well, we have to get your address and send you a bracelet.
He'll grow into it.
Yeah, he'll go into it.
Okay.
Well, okay, thanks for calling, Gabe.
Wait,
next week. What?
Give Chris your address, okay, Gabe, and I'll send you a bracelet. It says Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
It says Blind and Beyond Radio.
Okay.
And
okay,
say hello to your parents for you.
That's right. We'll talk to you soon. All right, honey?
Okay. Take care.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Now hold on and give Chris your address, honey.
Yep.
Okay. Let's take Maddie from
Orlando.
Okay,
we got Maddie from Orlando calling in. Maddie?
Yes.
How are you?
I'm fine. I've been going through a lot, but I'm hanging in there.
Good.
You've been going through a lot?
Yeah.
I'm
having some pretty tough times, but I'm making it.
What's the matter?
Good. Oh, you don't want to know.
No, you don't want to know.
Is this from the hospital?
Yeah.
Well, let me just tell you. You know what I did? I'll just tell you right now.
You can talk to her off the air.
I'll just tell you one thing. When I went to the hospital, I had to go to the hospital on Friday.
Uh-huh.
You know what happened to me on Saturday morning? No, I'm sorry. You know what I did? I said, I'm out of here.
You checked out.
I checked myself out.
She doesn't have that option.
I said, you people are nuts.
All right.
I told my
All right. Everybody, okay.
I got out
okay.
of there. What can we do
Maddie,
for you today,
I'll call you this week. Well,
okay.
We're so happy you're out there listening, and you feel better.
You have anything to say?
I have one of those alert bracelets, but it's not a Medicare alert.
Okay.
It's a great call live
device. I know what it is, yes.
Yes, I have one of those because, you know, I feel weak at times, and mm-hmm. I feel like I might fall. So
right.
I got one.
Well, good, and that's why
right.
we're telling people to give Medical Care Alert a call because it really is a necessity. It's not.
Yes, it
it's
is.
Not a luxury.
Yeah,
it's a necessity.
No joke.
Well, thank you for sharing that. We appreciate
all right, honey.
That.
I'll call you this week.
All right. Take care, then.
Love y'all.
Love you too.
All right. As soon as Chris gets off the phone, we'll do a trivia.
Yeah, listen,
Bye-bye.
He's on the phone.
Okay. So here's the story, folks. We're going to go to trivia right now. And I want to thank you for listening for the second hour. We didn't do any trivia the first hour, so we'll make them up the second hour here. Mm-hmm. But before we go to the trivia, let me just say this way. We're running behind. All the gift cards are going out tomorrow. So if you didn't get your gift card, no point in calling in right now. We're behind. We're going out tomorrow.
They're all addressed.
Going out tomorrow. We're going to the post office tomorrow. We have to go to the post office. And it's going out tomorrow. Okay? So you look forward
to
by the end of the week, you'll get them.
Why we have to go to the post office for most of them.
Most of them, if you have a gift card with a bracelet, they can't go through regular mail. They always come back. You can't do it by the machine.
It has to be hand stamped.
And they have to write on it, and then it's 71 cents a stamp, and it's all kinds of things. We drop it off at the post office, and they take care of it. So we do it at the same time when we do the regular gift cards. So anyway, it's going out Monday, so by the end of the week, you'll get your gift cards. Anyway,
okay.
Here's the first trivia coming
up.
The phone number.
He's not ready to do it yet.
I'm going to say my speech first. The phone number for trivia is 407-894-1680. Let me say it again, 407-894-1680. I want to know, who is singing this song?
Well,
this was
Sheila's.
A big song.
This is Sheila's.
This is Sheila's.
This is
young
Sheila's
song.
Choice, and Sheila chose it, she told me. It's the first one on the email, Chris. Yeah, he's got it.
Okay, so let's hear it.
It's a great song.
Okay, great song.
Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well,
Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Back here where we need ya.
Back here where we need ya.
Yeah, we tease him a lot, 'cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Okay,
just
now
celebrating going back to school.
Why?
Now let me ask you this question, folks.
That's why she wanted this.
This song, I wonder who's singing it.
Right.
That's true. But can you tell me? This
that's
is a hard
too
one.
Easy. Okay. That part. We don't want that part, right, Sheila?
No.
Oh, no.
All right. I just want you to know we have our guest caller on the line.
Okay.
The phone line is still blowing up, so I'll be back with you in a minute. It's hot over here, y'all. I'm working with you.
Okay.
We have a little fan now. I'm sorry. We cooled it off a little bit. But yeah, this is Sheila's song because it's school time again.
Yep.
So the question is, who is singing this song?
I'll be honest with you, Sheila. I did not know who sang that song. And I did not know all the other songs that he has written and sang.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really
407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Should I give them the hint?
No.
What TV show?
While we're waiting, I'd like to just give a little bit of information for Lighthouse Central Florida in Orlando, that they're having some new training sessions that are held. Let's see. The first one is part one of two. One Touch Self-Defense. Oh, that's this Friday. Friday, August 17th from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Then the same thing, One Touch Self-Defense, Friday, August 24th, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m.
Well, sure. I can't go.
Yeah.
All right. So we have a first-time caller calling in from the ATL area.
From the what?
ATL, Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, all right.
ATL. I thought he said ATO.
No, ATL. And they kind of hot tonight because everybody from Georgia been dialing in and calling
Yay.
In. So, Georgia, you guys are definitely on the map with the Blind and Beyond radio show. So let's go to our caller, first-time caller, Chester. How you doing?
Chester.
Well, how about you?
Hey, Chester.
Hey, Chester. How you doing?
Good. How about y'all?
Doing just fine. Do you know who's singing that song?
I do.
Okay.
It's John Sebastian.
You're right. Yay.
I didn't
Excellent.
Know he was with the Love and Spoonful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Chester.
Wow.
Do you know what television show that was from?
That's easy.
Welcome back, Carter.
You got it.
Right.
Welcome back. I knew that one.
Hey,
welcome
Chester.
Back, Carter.
Well, congratulations.
Well, let me just tell you this
He gets two things.
Wait a minute. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
All right.
So it pays to listen. It pays to listen because we've got some nice prizes. $10 gift cards coming to you with Dunkin' Donuts. And as a first-time caller, Chester, you're also going to get a very nice bracelet that says Blind and Beyond Radio Show on
and
it.
And the little microphone on the side,
the
radio microphone. How did you learn about the show, Chester, I must ask?
Through my friend Brent Riddle.
All right.
All okay. together.
There well, you thank you so go. Much.
Isn't that nice?
All right, give Chris your address.
Keep on listening, and it pays to listen to Blind and Beyond.
All thank right. you. Have a blessed night.
Thank you.
You
hey,
too.
Chester, bless don't night. Hang up. Hold on one moment, all right? Listen.
All right.
All right. All right. Let's go do what we got to do. We got to take care of business, and it sounds so amazing over here. I got a new board over here. I'm playing with a new board tonight. So.
All right, going to break. We'll be right
all
back
right.
with
I
our
don't
guest.
Hear anything.
Okay,
oh,
we're
going
to break. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up.
What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibro-tactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polaris urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineering department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit Polara.com. That's Polara.com.
Call 1-800-299-0700. That's the number for Crystal Vision. Everyone should know.
Crystal Vision makes everything crystal clear, and adaptive equipment for people of all ages, like CCTVs, portable CCTVs, scanners, magnifiers, OCRs, and more. Visit us on the web at www.crystalvision.com. And remember,
to call 1-800-299-0700.
Choice Mutual. Remember the name. Choice Mutual. Don't be selfish. Make sure your final expenses are covered. It's not right to leave the ones you love with all the expenses and the bills. We now have 20 different life insurance companies to work with. There's nothing to sign. It's all electronics. It's all voice activated. Choice Mutual. Call now today. 1-800-409-5994. That's 1-800-409-5994. Choice Mutual, an insurance company you can be proud of. Do it today.
Have you ever fallen in your own home or know someone who has? You know as well as I do that the consequences can be awful, even fatal. But with Medical Care Alert's Help at the Touch of a Button service, you can get the help you need fast. Well, here's how it works. You get a small shower-safe button to wear, and if you need any help for any reason, just press the button. Medical Care Alert EMT-trained operators will know who and where you are and get you all the help you need. And they'll text and call your contact list to let them know that you are okay. All for around $1 a day with no long-term commitments. So call this toll-free number, 877-234-3033. That's 877-234-3033. And tell them the promo code radio.
Quack, 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 quack.
Who's there?
Aflac.
That sounds funny.
If you think that sounds funny, this is no joke. Who's going to cover your bills if you get sick or hurt? You need to call my main man, Juan. He may help you with peace of mind and financial security, which is no laughing matter. For more information about Aflac products, call Juan today. He will care about you. That's Juan Lopez at 407-476-7282. 407-476-7282. But wait, there's also a website, theonewhocares.com.
Quack, 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 quack.
We're back. That's right. We are back. Hope you didn't miss us. Hope you got your sandwich now that you're sitting
you
down.
Hope they didn't miss us?
I thought you wanted them to miss us. Oh, they can miss us. But they're rude because they got themselves a sandwich and they didn't give me any.
They didn't offer you,
they didn't
right?
offer me a sandwich. They're sitting on the couch and listening, right. And they didn't offer me nothing.
Hurry up and
nothing,
let Sheila
nada. This is your host, Michael. And by the way, if you're turning in for the first time and say, what's this show all about? This show, we say we're the bridge between the sighted and the blind community. And there's three things we like to do on this show. We like to entertain you. It's a fun show, supposedly. Hope so. And also educational. So we'd like to educate.
Inform.
Inform. Fun. That's what it's all about. If you have anything to say, you can always write to Michael M-I-C-H-A-E-L, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. If you missed any part of this radio show, if you'd like to look us up and check us out, just go to our web, blind, and don't forget the A-N-D, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And you can look on there, and you can look at the web. It's all there.
And don't
and
forget
we archive
Facebook.
All the old shows if you missed any part of it. What?
I said, don't forget our Facebook page.
Our Facebook page.
Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
You tell them about the Facebook page.
It's just Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And also, if you forget Michael's email, because it's a long one, you can always just go to the website, which Michael just gave to you, and just go to the contact button, click on it, and write us an email. So anyway, Sheila, you're on. If you'd like to introduce
okay. I'd like to
guest.
Introduce our next guest. Mm-hmm. Greg Akins is the Senior Assistive Technology Instructor at the Center for the Visually Impaired in Atlanta, Georgia. Welcome, Greg.
Hi, thank you.
You're welcome.
Welcome.
Hi, Greg.
Now, we've had a lot of callers calling in from Atlanta tonight, so would you like to give any shout-outs?
Nice. No one specific, but to all of our all the people who received CVI InfoLink, thanks for reading and tuning in. So.
Okay, well, tell us about
Atlanta,
Georgia.
So what I do is, as the Senior Assistive Technology Instructor, I work in the Adult Rehabilitation Program at the Center for the Visually Impaired. We call that New View. So I'm in charge of teaching assistive technology of all kinds, but also I supervise other instructors. I'm in charge of developing our curriculum and keeping our technology up to date, making sure that we're providing the most up-to-date cutting-edge training for our clients who are trying to go back to work.
And how many do you do at one time?
We do different group classes. So for kind of the normal classes, we do probably the biggest that I work with when I'm working alone as an instructor is 4 to 5 people. Mm-hmm. Typically, it's 3 to 4. I do a lot of one-on-one instruction as well. And then from time to time, we'll offer some larger group classes, maybe on a specific topic. Like, for example, a couple of years ago, when everyone was switching over to Windows 10, we had a bunch of clients who were familiar with Windows 7, but kind of wanted to get, you know, what's different about Windows 10. So we brought in about 10 or 12 people at once to do just kind of a little Windows 10 boot camp sort of thing.
I wish they'd do that here because I need that. And now, do you do things like BrailleNote and the iPhones and Androids and all that as well, or do you just do computer?
No, we do. We do a lot of mobile phone instruction. For a long time, we've done iPhone. We have just recently added Android instruction to what we're doing because we're seeing that probably as many as 50% of my clients are using Android phones now, mm-hmm. which is great that we have choices now. Mm-hmm. So yes, we do the mobile phone instruction. We do some limited instruction with the Braille display. If a client has a Braille display, then we are able to do that. We have a few loaners, but our loaners are typically the refresher Braille, some of the simpler displays.
Right.
But if a client has a Braille note or has, you know, obtained one from vocational rehabilitation or something like that, we are able to provide that as well.
And who qualifies for your service?
So let me just talk for just a second about the entire center, and then I'll talk more specifically about what we do. So the center serves children from pre-K all the way to senior adults. And so we have some pre-K programs. We've had those for a long time. This year, we're excited to be introducing a partnership with the Department of Education and doing a full pre-K classroom all week, which is something new for us. We have children's programs, like an after-school program every week, as well as doing events throughout the year for K through 12. And then we have our adult rehabilitation services. And so that's adults, you know, 18 through whoever wants to go to work. And through that, we also serve older adults. So as part of the Project Independence is the Older Blind Program here in Georgia. And so we're able to serve those clients who are 55 and older. and don't have a vocational goal. Mm-hmm. You know, they're looking for independent living services. So we do that in the center, and we also do some community-based instruction in their home as well.
Now, how long have you been working there?
Just over 2 years. I started in June 2016.
And your department, you were going to be specific about your department?
Oh, the people we work with, yes. So that's typically 18 to 50s or 60s. I have had one client who was came through vocational rehabilitation who was in her 70s, trying to go back to work. Good for her.
Wow.
But yes, typically it's working age adults that I'm working with. Some students who are preparing for college or have just completed college, but the majority are working age adults.
Wow. Now, you are visually impaired?
Yes. Yep. I've been blind since birth. So.
Wow. Well, that's wonderful. What a great job. I would love it.
It's fun. And if you like technology, some people get stressed out about how quickly technology changes. But, typically things are trending in a good direction for us. So that makes it exciting to say, hey, you can do this now. This is something that 5 years ago I couldn't have taught you.
Exactly.
So,
now, what screen readers do you teach?
So we are teaching JAWS and NVDA.
Mm-hmm.
We occasionally, from time to time, will offer a little bit of Mac instruction as we're able to, but most of our instruction is focused Windows-based, and so if somebody is wanting some of the advanced office skills and things like that, we typically stick to JAWS. If they're more interested in just browsing the internet and doing email and kind of personal independence tasks, those sorts of things, we're sticking to NVDA, but I'm also kind of introducing people to both, because honestly, I think it's great to have more than one tool in the toolbox, and they're similar enough that the transition is not that difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I have both of them on my computer, and depending on what I'm doing, on occasion I'll switch, but
yeah,
mostly I'm a JAWS user. So,
Greg, what? This is Lynn. I noticed on your website that you have clinics in other areas, not just Atlanta.
We do. We do some mobile clinics as part of our low vision. I didn't mention that before. I'm sorry. We have a low vision clinic with a low vision specialist actually in our building on the first floor, but we do mobile clinics as well. So through those, we're able to reach kind of outside of Metro Atlanta and go, down to Macon, up to Gainesville.
Fayetteville, says.
Yeah,
and Fayetteville. Griffin, you go to Gainesville, Florida, too.
Wow.
No, not Fayetteville.
Not Florida.
Oh, he said Gainesville.
Other Gainesville.
Oh, another Gainesville. Listen
to this. And Fayetteville and Griffin, it says. We know that area, Griffin.
Yeah, Griffin we know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're able to reach a little bit further outside the metro area through
those
clinics.
That's great. So you actually go to the client. That's great.
So more the rural areas?
Sorry, yeah. Say that again.
Heard us.
I said, so you're trying to get out into the rural areas more so than what some people do.
Yeah, I mean, the access to a quality low vision evaluation is tough if you're not in a big city, and so trying to make access to that
wonderful.
Easier for people in those areas.
Yeah, that is wonderful. Everybody needs to do that, because we have so many blind people that live in the rural areas that can't get to
That's
training.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, if anybody has any questions for Greg, call in 407-894-1680. Hoping some of your Atlanta buddies will call in.
What I was wondering, what is the paratransit system like in Atlanta, Greg?
Sure. So So MARTA is our regular transit system, and the paratransit
MARTA?
Is called MARTA, Metro Atlanta Rapid Transit Authority. And it covers Fulton and DeKalb counties, which are the two main counties inside the perimeter of Atlanta. And so the paratransit is called MARTA Mobility. It meets the federal mandated, 3/4 of a mile on either side of the fixed bus route, or fixed route. But MARTA itself is train and bus. We have, subways and buses. But the paratransit covers, you know, those kind of those limited areas within the counties. Also, we have some outlying counties that will connect with, like Cobb County is just northwest of Atlanta, and because Cobb County runs some express buses down into the city, the paratransit is also able to cover some limited areas within the city and connect up with the MARTA mobility.
Yeah.
So it's okay. Transit within Atlanta is great if you live in certain areas.
Mm-hmm. It's just like any city. Yeah.
Right. But, you know, getting from a suburb into the city can you got to be a little more creative sometimes.
Yeah. So I have a question for you then. Before we go, how would people get a low, people who are, especially the baby boomers like myself and starting to worry about our eyesight, how would we get a low vision evaluation and how would we make an appointment? How would that all begin?
So you could call our intake. The main number for CVI is 404-875-9011.
Could you say it again, please?
Yeah, sure. 404-875-9011. And depending on, and this is an area where I'm really not an expert, depending on your insurance as to whether or not, how it will get paid for it. I think the Older Blind Program can also pay for those, as well as vocational rehabilitation. But if you're paying yourself, then I think they can go through in your insurance provider as well.
I'm sorry, Greg. I just noticed that it says we do not turn people away due to their inability to pay.
Okay.
So there you go. So that's wonderful.
There you go. Yeah. So I would call the main number.
Okay.
And you'll get one of our intake professionals, and they will tell you exactly what you would need to get a low vision evaluation or get signed up for services or anything that you're interested in.
That's terrific.
So. That is wonderful.
Well, thank you so much
for coming on board. I appreciate it so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. Well,
thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you, Greg. We'll talk to you again. Thank you so much.
Have to have him back.
All right.
Well, thank you so
have
much.
A good
thank
night.
You. Good night.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
All right. It's time for trivia. Trivia time.
This is yours, Michael.
407-894-1680. Okay, this trivia, you should all know this fellow who's singing. If you don't...
Oh, yeah, they'll know.
Well, what can I tell you? 407-894-1680. Here we go. Who is singing?
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math. Hoping to pass, working your fingers right down to the bone, and the guy behind you won't leave you alone. Ring, ring goes the bell. The cook in the lunchroom's ready to sell. You're lucky if you can find a seat. You're fortunate if you have time to eat. Back in the classroom, open your books. But the teacher don't know how mean she looks. Soon as 3 o'clock rolls around, you finally lay your burden down. Close up your books, get out of your seat. Down the hall and into the street.
407-894-1680. Who is singing that song?
Can I tell you something? I won't give it away, I promise.
Yeah.
But I saw one version of this on the television show that you used to go to.
Yeah.
And he was on that show in a long
row.
And
you thought it was me.
I think I saw you in the audience and with the kids. And they were all chewing gum. You know why? It was beach nut night. So every kid on the bandstand is chewing gum on television.
They gave us beach nut. You had to chew it.
It's so funny.
When you
so
were on the
50s.
Show, beach nut. Yeah.
So 1950s, uh-huh. I'm telling you.
But I didn't look the same.
No.
I had a lot of hair then.
But this particular performer was wearing a long robe, and he was doing some really cool moves.
How many years ago that was?
Well, let me see. I'll track my age.
Well,
60.
That would be
just about 5 years ago.
60 years ago.
About 60 years ago.
Yeah. We got a caller?
No, not yet.
Oh, shame.
I can't believe
it. I can't believe it either. In case people haven't figured it out, we're celebrating back to school.
We got to go to break anyway.
Yeah, it's all about school. That's why we're playing some of these school songs.
Hey, Golder, we're going to break.
We're going to break. Yep. We're going to break. Don't go away. Now's the time to get your sandwich. You want to get something. 407-894-680. Call in.
Everyone needs a little help organizing their home or office. The 6-dot Braille label maker, manufactured by Logantech, lets you easily label your world with crisp, clear, quality Braille labels using patented, user-friendly technology. Now you can simply type the Braille into a Perkins-style keyboard and the Braille comes out effortlessly. It even has an automatic cutter and scores the tape so you can easily peel it without a struggle. If you want to use a QWERT keyboard instead, simply plug it in, type the words, and out comes the Braille. Mention Blind and Beyond Radio Show and get 10% off your order of any of our products. Contact info@logantech.com or call 203-721-6074. That's 203-721-6074. Label your world today. Logantech, improving your quality of life.
Be My Eyes is a free app that connects blind and low vision people with more than 1 million sighted volunteers. Volunteers lend their eyes to blind and low vision users through a live video connection, so both receiving assistance and volunteering has never been easier. Whether you're blind or visually impaired and need visual assistance with everyday tasks like identifying colors, reading expiration dates, or navigating. Or if you're sighted and would like to volunteer, simply download the Be My Eyes app on iOS or Android and select whether you're blind or sighted when you sign up. It only takes minutes to get started. Be My Eyes is completely free. You can make as many calls as you like 24/7. Download Be My Eyes from the App Store or Play Store today. For more information, visit BeMyEyes.com.
Quack, quack. I'm the Aflac duck. I help others be financially protected. With Aflac, after an injury, big or small, or an illness such as a cold to a major cancer diagnostic, real cash, real fast can be provided. So if covered, after a slip or fall, you can make a quack, quack call to my peeps, Juan and Genevieve, at 407-476-7282. They will be there to help you or visit their website at theonewhocares.com. Quack, quack.
Imagine vision-free, voice-free communication and control of smartphones and other Bluetooth devices. Using just the fingers of one hand, tapping any surface, your body, your chair, your dog. Tap is an affordable, wearable input device. Sits at the base of your finger. No need for a keyboard or even a mouse. You don't need to hold anything. Text, email, activate apps, and control your Bluetooth devices with tactical precision. Tap for only $179. Tap fits right in your pocket. 8 hours of battery life with a charge case. 64 hours on the go charge. Tap allows fun, vision-free gaming app will teach you the tap alphabet finger combination. Tap into technology with Tap. Learn more at tapwithus.com. Tap, tap. Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
We're back.
They're back.
No kidding. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. No kidding. And this is your host, Michael. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. All right. So some people think they know who's singing the song, which everybody should know who's singing that song. So we have a Brent calling in from
Brent.
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 Brent. B-R-E-N-T.
Correct.
From Georgia. Brent, are you there?
And then we have
I'm here.
And then if you don't know, we have Tom from Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
So, Brent, you think you know who's singing that song?
I actually held back before I called
But I guess that there's not enough geezers who remember Chuck
Berry. Oh, he should say the name.
He
Chuck
did.
Berry.
Congratulations.
Chuck Berry, making merry. Chuck Berry. Yeah, I'm surprised because we're live and also in St. Louis, and he's from St. Louis, and nobody called in from St. Louis. I'm shocked.
Michael, you're a geezer?
Yeah, he actually had a restaurant in St. Louis, and he ran it until he died, I think, in, 2007?
Wow.
But he's from St. Louis. He's from St. Louis. So you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts. Ooh. You can use it for the ice cream there from Baskin-Robbins or your donuts
we'll
or your coffee.
Put it in the envelope with the bracelet.
Yeah, we'll put it in with the envelope with the bracelet. Yep.
Congratulations,
Brent.
Thank you. See, it pays to listen
Sounds
to the
good.
Blind and Beyond Radio
Thank
show.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
I'll tune in again.
All right.
Here you go.
Tom, you want to say
hi? Tom,
you
listening? You hung up? Tom?
He's still there.
Hey, Tom.
Tom. Yo, Tom.
Hey, how's everybody?
How
Hello,
you
everybody.
Doing?
All right, how
did
are you?
Think, did you think you knew who
hey,
was
I just
singing?
I want to let everybody know that I'm going back to school myself tomorrow, too.
All right.
There you go.
You know, back to Lighthouse for what that gentleman from Atlanta was talking about.
Uh-huh.
For computer training for JAWS.
Congratulations.
And, yeah, starting tomorrow morning.
Yoo-hoo!
So
good
I'm
luck.
Excited. That's all I wanted to say.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Good luck. Let me know
Thank
how
you.
It goes.
Yeah,
Thank
good,
you.
Luck.
Good luck. Good luck.
Goodbye.
Good luck.
Okay. All right. So it's 8:40. And speaking,
right.
speaking of Lighthouse, I need to do some little PSAs here. Okay. So I started to tell you before they have some new classes and a one-touch self-defense on Fridays, August 17th and August 24th from 1 to 4. And you all in the Orlando area should know that would be the, what's the, is 215 New East New Hampshire?
Yeah,
215. I know it by heart. 215 East New Hampshire. Let's see. Is your vision impacting your ability to exercise? You're looking for activity that is low impact and will improve your focus and balance? Well, Lighthouse is inviting you to join them for this activity. They have a family workshop Friday. That's September 21st from 1 to 8 p.m. Wow. Let's see. Then they have a guide dog school demo on Friday, September 28th. I'll read these every week as the weeks go on from 1 to 4. And if you're considering a guide dog and you live in the Orlando area, if you're considering a guide dog as a mobility and orientation tool, then you will want to join them at Lighthouse for this informative interactive session. That's guide dog school demo on Friday, September 28th. So I'll read some more next week. But
do they have to call to?
I'm going to give the number as soon as I find it. Okay, so ask for Ginger Oreskovich. And she is the Rehabilitation Services Senior Manager. And here's the phone number. Sheila, we know it by heart. What's the number, Sheila?
407-898-2483. But I don't know her extension.
It is 221.
Okay.
Extension 221. So that's 407-898-2483. Extension 221. Lots of interesting training sessions for you to enjoy and participate.
And before we go to our next trivia, the last one of the evening, mm-hmm. I want to tell you a little bit about Navigator. The Navigator.
Polara
Navigator, mm-hmm. APS. For those who don't know what I'm talking about, when you're crossing the corners near where you live or you're walking down the street and you want to cross the street successfully and you want to get hit by a car, Polara Navigator, APS, is the one that does audible when you get to the corner. You just push the button and it talks to you. It buzzes, talks to you. And if you want to get one, it's no charge. It's freebie for you. All you have to do is contact either, you have to contact Navigator people, Polara, and that's on our website. Link can tell you their phone number to call or look up our website. It's all there. Navigator with Polara.
It's just polara.com.
And you have to tell them that you want that system near your house so this way you won't get killed crossing the street. And I know all of us, people like myself with a cane, we are infallible with crossing the street. We have our canes, but it's always good when you cross the street and can talk to you, tell you when to cross and tell you what's happening. You do either that, you can contact Polara, or you can contact your city hall.
Local traffic engineer. You know what I enjoyed when Matt was here a couple of weeks ago and he actually played the audio, pedestrian audio signal so we could hear what it sounded like. Let me give you the phone number and then we're going to take a first-time caller from Syracuse, New York. Okay, so it's Polara.com. If you have any questions, just write to sales@polara.com. P-O-L-A-R-A. sales@polara.com. And the phone number is 903-366-0300. And you can go to our website and you can click on the button that says Polara.com and it'll take you right to their website. Okay.
So we have a caller from Syracuse, New York.
Name is Bruce.
Bruce, are you there, Bruce?
Hey, I'm here.
Hello.
I was just wondering if you had already got the answer for the trivia.
Yes, we did.
But we're going to have another one.
We're going to have another
getting
one.
Ready for another
getting
one.
Ready
so.
For another one.
Wait, how did you learn about the show, Bruce?
Actually, from Kelly.
Oh, how nice.
He called in earlier.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, did you give Chris your address and we'll send you
keep
a
the phone number handy.
Bracelet.
You might know this song. Everybody knows pretty much the group, so listen and
call
it's
back.
Coming up right now.
All right.
Call back.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Here we go.
This is Sheila's also, her choice.
Yeah, this is Sheila's song. Now, this group has been out for, well, it was humongous years ago. The lead singer is still playing. He's still entertaining. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Fasten your safety belts. Here we go, Sheila.
Song.
Wrong song. We all make mistakes. Wrong song.
Whoops.
Wrong
live
song.
Radio.
That's what happens on live radio. Made a mistake.
Let me tell you why. In defense of Chris,
uh-huh.
I had different artists that sang your song, Sheila, mm-hmm. from before, the one that John Sebastian
uh-huh.
sang.
Uh-huh.
And I was curious about him, so he also wrote other songs.
Yep.
So that's why.
Yep. And he wrote that one.
Just to prove it, if Michael brought up that he never heard of him, I was going to prove that he had a lot of songs.
Okay, so
anyway,
here we go again.
Here we go. He's got
ready
it.
Go? Who's singing the song?
Here we go.
Every night while you're away, don't forget to write. Bye-bye, so long, farewell. Bye-bye, so long.
Big,
I want to be back in high school.
Group.
Me too.
This is big really, group. I don't know if it's uplifting or depressing.
Well, it's depressing when you think of when they were popular.
This group, though, the song was done by many,
it
many
was
folks.
From the 50s.
They were not the original of this song.
Nope.
They had a big hit with it, but they weren't the original.
I know, but it was my favorite.
Yes, okay.
And I didn't think I was coming back till September, so I'll see you in September.
Okay, 407-894-1680. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show here in Orlando, Florida. Anyone can call in, whether you're sighted, visually impaired, or blind. You can call in. If you know the answer, call in now.
But you can't 407- call in if you won tonight.
What?
Can't call in if you already won tonight.
Yeah, you can't call in. Those folks, you can call in every 3 weeks, but you can't call in. Once you win, you have to wait 3 weeks. That's the rules of the show.
Yeah, that's the rules.
The rules of the game.
Yep. We have somebody on the line?
I don't know. I see Chris doing something back there.
We have somebody on the line already?
Sounds like
okay,
he's
407-894-680. The lines are getting lit up. Okay, it's good.
He's been busy tonight.
407-894-680. Who is singing this song? We had Welcome Back, Carter.
But that's not the name of the song.
I know.
It was. What was the actual name of the
song?
Welcome
Back.
Just Welcome Back. Yeah.
Actually, I think it is Welcome Back, Carter. I think that is the official name of it.
They must have changed it, but originally it was Welcome Back.
What did I write?
They used a theme to the song.
Let me see what I have here. No, it's just called Welcome Back.
Welcome Back.
John Sebastian, 1976.
Was that what it was?
Yep, 1976.
Well, that was 40-something years ago.
Oh, I know. 40...
I wonder when Welcome Back, Carter was on.
All right, what you got, Chris?
All right, so this is what we're working with here. I have two callers calling in, one from the state capitol here in the state of Florida. It's been a long time since we heard from her. Miss Shelley from Tallahassee.
Oh, wow.
And then we have Eugene from Clearwater calling in, and they both said the same thing. What? I think.
All right, so the question is, who was first? We'll take the first call, then the
Florida
second.
People now.
And we'll see if either one's right or wrong. Well, let's see.
Shelly, first caller.
Shelly was first? Okay. Shelly?
Good evening, ma'am. How are you?
Shelly was first.
I'm good. Things are nice and hot up here.
Shelly, you're calling us from Tallahassee, Florida?
I am.
Okay.
She was down here last week.
Okay.
I was.
And Eugene is holding from
Clearwater,
Florida. Clearwater.
So who do you think it is, Shelly?
Who do you think it is, Shelly?
Is it the Happenings?
Oh, no.
It's not.
That is, no, not but that is one of the groups that did do that song,
did
but that's not them.
Did you specify before, Michael, that it was the
I said the original. I said this was not the original. This was a group that did it.
No.
All right, then. I'll be interested to know who it is, then.
Okay. Well, if nobody gets it, I'll let you know.
I feel badly for Shelly because that was one of the main groups that did it.
Yes, it
was. We might have to bend on that, Michael. Okay. Because that's not fair. Okay.
I got a bracelet. I'll give her one.
All right. Well, here we go. Let's go over to
now we go to Eugene.
Eugene, how you doing?
Yeah, I got the same name.
Oh. Goodness. How are you, sir?
Is that Sheila's song?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I'm going to take care of you when I see you.
I guess he'll see you in September.
No, he'll see me in November.
All right, I'll take care.
The original group was Tempo.
Right.
Then the Happenings did it.
Right.
And this group made a number one song out of it.
Yep.
So Sheila wanted this group. So
I want this Sheila's was my fault. Pick. It's my fault.
You have a beef with not with us. It's
you want to play? We want to play it a little bit more.
Just look it up on YouTube. You'll find it.
Wait, somebody else is on the phone too now. Let's see who. So how are you, Eugene?
He hung up.
Oh, he hung up. He's mad at Sheila.
Ah, he'll get over it. He'll get over it.
Do you know what it doesn't sound like?
Hmm.
The lead singer, which I know. It doesn't sound like
all
his
right.
voice.
We have a couple minutes left to the end of the show.
That was Mr. Chester calling back.
Oh.
So I had to explain the rules to him so he'll understand.
Oh, yep. He won already, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he did. He won. Okay, yeah, well, now he knows the rules.
Yep.
Well,
have to wait
we're going
weeks.
To break?
We're going to break.
So we come back, it's yes or no, and we say goodbye.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Are you afraid in your own home? Do you worry about your home even when you're away? I got a solution for you. Abode Security System is the smarter way to secure your home. Abode is compatible with Google Home and Alexa. Abode provides total home security and convenient home automation features. Check in anywhere using our iOS or Android apps. Completely accessible. The starter kit has everything you'll need to get started yourself. Self-installed in minutes. For more information, you can call us at 650-443-7834. Again, that is 650-443-7834. Or you can visit our website at www.goabode.com/BNB. That is www.goabode.com/BNB. Be safe, be secure, Abode.
Choice Mutual. Remember the name, Choice Mutual. Don't be selfish. Make sure your final expenses are covered. It's not right to leave the ones you love with all the expenses and the bills. We now have 20 different life insurance companies to work with. There's nothing to sign. It's all electronics. It's all voice activated. Choice Mutual. Call now today. 1-800-409-5994. That's 1-800-409-5994. Choice Mutual, an insurance company you can be proud of. Do it today.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind. NIB and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number 407-894-1680. I'm really surprised that nobody got that group. I'll tell you why. Just remember a group that sings with a high-pitched voice. If you were listening, all those folks that think you know pitch, that was a high-pitched singing group. And the group that was singing that song...
popular group.
To a summer long.
You're listening to Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
That's right.
The Four Seasons.
Everybody's going,
they were not the original of this song.
I knew it.
Listen, Chris, if you could find out the happenings, I'd like to play that for the people.
Play the happenings.
While we're talking, see if you can find the happenings before you go off the air. The same song, See You in September by the Happenings.
It was really slow. I listened to it on YouTube. And it was really
It was different. Yeah, it was different.
The tempo was a different song, too.
Yeah.
And also did it was the Letterman.
Yep.
Well, maybe that was the one I heard. No,
Letterman was also.
No, the Happening first one.
Listen, how slow it is.
There it is.
While you're away, don't forget to write.
They do sound a lot alike. They're not as high pitched.
They're not high pitched.
Yeah.
Can you find the tempo?
It's there.
Michael, I think we're about out of time.
Yeah, 8:59. Forget it.
Golly, it's been a fast show.
Oh my goodness.
We're going off the air.
Just tell everybody, I would like you to, hopefully you'll join us next Sunday night for another great show. And we have guest caller Sarah Zelmers calling in from Beyond Vision in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And we have some other surprises in store.
We're going off the air, folks. Love you all. Take
care.
God bless you. What a show. I'm telling you. See you next week.
What a day.
What a day.
What a
See you next week. What a love. That's right, love. Love you. Well, Love you all. Bye, take care, everybody. See you next week. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Same time, same place next week. God bless. Bye-bye. Good night.